Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
Ah, hello again. Now, as Nurse Nanobot loves to point out, my lab can get a bit messy. But what she doesn't realise is there's an awful lot of interesting stuff going on under all that mess. Take Benny and Mal, for instance. They are microbes, that's single-celled organisms to you and me, who live at the bottom of an old test tube. And being single-celled organisms, they are very single-minded. Just have a listen. Benny and Mal never agree on anything.
You're not listening. No, I am listening. You're the one that's not listening. You keep interrupting me.
So, lads, what's the hot topic today?
Listen to what I've got to say.
Oi, lads, what's the hot topic?
Sorry, mate. Mal's being a total animal and saying there's nothing wrong with using animal tissue and organs for human transplants.
Oh, if that sounds like a load of gobbledygook, what that means is using bits of animals to fix humans when they get poorly. Did you know humans can sometimes survive with a pig's heart? In fact, on the inside, pigs are very similar to humans.
Yeah, and if you ask me, that's where a pig's heart should stay, on the inside of a pig. There's no way that I would want to go sticking bits of an animal inside me. It's a horrible idea. Just plain wrong. We shouldn't use animals in that way. End of. What's that you got? Smells good. Ooh, bacon. All right, I see what you've done there.
Well, think about it. Lots of humans already use animals for food. That's just sticking bits of animals inside their bodies, isn't it? So there's no point in getting all icky about it. What's the difference between a pig's heart and a lovely, tasty bit of bacon?
Quite a lot, actually.
At any one time, there are thousands of humans waiting for transplants. Animal organs can be used to help save lives. How cool would it be if we could have farms for organs and not just for meat? Thousands of humans could get better.
Farms for organs? Yuck! It just feels wrong. Like something out of a terrible horror movie.
Calm down, pal. As we've said 100 times, when you feel something is wrong, it's really helpful to other people to try and explain why. So come on, what's the yuck about? Explain yourself.
All right. If you let me get a blooming word in. Well, all this talk of saving lives, it's not saving the pig's life, is it? And think about this. What gives us the right to use animals anyway? Loads of people choose not to eat animals or use anything made from animals. You know, vegetarians and vegans.
Of course, each to their own.
Well, they might not want a pig's heart inside them, even if it did save their life. And if they say, no thanks, Porky, to the pig heart, do they get a human heart instead?
Fair point, Benny. I'll give you credit for that.
And here's another question for you. Where are you getting all these animal organs from? Are you going to use animals born especially to give their organs away? Or, I don't know, are you using animals from the wild?
What do you mean, the wild?
Maybe hunting in the park for squirrels to use.
I never said anything about squirrels.
Ah, yes, but pigs today could be squirrels tomorrow. Or dogs, and cats, and elephants, and monkeys, and mice.
Certainly complicates things when you put it like that.
You see, I maybe could just about be okay with a pig's heart. But do you really want to use, say, the cat for spare parts?
Wouldn't bother me. I don't see why Whiskers gets special treatment just because she's all cute and fluffy. Porky the pig has feelings too, you know.
As I said perfectly clearly, I'd rather not have to judge animals at all. I think we should leave them all in peace and find some other way to save lives.
And what other way is that? Got some ideas, have you?
Yes. I mean, I'm not sure. Alright, I might not have an answer right now, but it doesn't change how I feel. Feelings count for something, right?
Well, of course, but it helps if we can work out what's behind those feelings, and there are certainly lots of things to think about.
It's a brain-busting body bamboozler for sure.
Sure is. Catch you next time.
Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Benny and Mal.